This episode of The Fetish Show is brought to you by Warren Lemma, who sponsored our trip to Kinky Carnival in Wichita, Kansas. Princess Zoe and I talk about Kinky Carnival and interview three people that attended the event, and that's coming up next.
The Fetish Show brings you the latest in alternative photography, modeling, art, and fetish lifestyle. Your host is renowned fetish photographer and BDSM mentor, Dirk Hooper. He is joined by professional dominatrix, Princess Zoe. And now, here's Dirk.
Welcome to The Fetish Show. My name is Dirk Hooper, and I am joined, as always, by the vivacious Princess Zoe. How you doing, Zoe?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mr. Hooper?
I'm doing good. Had a little bout with sickness for a while, which is why this particular episode was delayed by a couple of weeks.
Okie dokie, kelpokey. No, I vouch for him. He was a sick puppy.
Yeah, I had Ebola. Ebola Zaire.
What?
I was bleeding out of all of my orifices. All of my insides were turning to liquid, and I experienced a zombie-like awareness.
He's so fucking dramatic.
For several weeks. It was really bad, but I'm better now.
Thank God.
I'm much better now. Mostly.
Mostly. You're not. I don't see any blood coming out of your or
no,
fast.
No, I'm not bleeding out of all of my holes. Okay. Maybe it wasn't that bad. Maybe I'm exaggerating just slightly.
Only slightly.
Slightly. One of the things that I want to mention right off the bat, and I'm going to try to get through this as quick as possible because this is really not fetish related. It's more like Dirk Hooper related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I miss things. I know it's hard to believe. No. I know. I understand
what?
It's hard to believe.
You miss something?
I know.
Pray tell. What is it?
While I was on my deathbed, while I was dying,
I happened
to be checking my email and I found out that I enter a lot of art shows, you know, try to get into these things. And as it turns out, I got into something that I didn't know that I was in, that I got into. And it was kind of a big deal. And it was a big deal because it was...
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, I know. Good God. I can't believe that I missed this. So anyway, I was in a show called Pixels, the Art of the iPhone Photography Show, which was in March. This is June. It was in March. It was at the Orange County Contemporary Center for the Arts in California. And it was put together by a guy who does who curates, you know, legitimate art shows and stuff. As it turns out, this thing went pretty big.
Get to the point there, Dirk.
Well,
tell us about it.
I'm in the show.
Yes, you are.
It's photos that were taken on the iPhone. When I got the iPhone, I thought I had invented like fine art iPhone photography.
So it's like a show for people out there just with their little iPhones taking
yes.
pictures. They all send their pictures
well,
in.
Well, apparently other artists were doing exactly precisely the
oh
same
my God.
Thing. So as it turns out, they had this art show. And because it's kind of a unique, you know, 21st century thing.
iPhone thing.
Yeah. It got a lot of press.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the Center for Contemporary Arts, which is really cool. I've been wanting to get into a contemporary art museum for a while.
What a way to get in there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And as it turns out, they have a full-color book, which also has my work in it. And they got covered by Voice of America, the Persian Bureau. And so my stuff actually ended up in a video segment that was shown in the Middle East for 2 months.
Amazing.
Which is crazy, and then was shown over here for a little while.
So they picked your iPhone photos.
Right.
Out of all the massive photos that came in.
Yeah, there were thousands and thousands of.
Zillions of them.
Yeah,
they picked Dirk Hooper's, not knowing who you are or anything like that.
No, I mean, clearly.
You can
know,
be grandma.
I'm not known as an iPhone photographer.
Well, you are now. Dirk Hooper, the you iPhone know. Photographer.
I'm certainly not. You know, I'm not known as a vanilla world, you
so
know, run-of-the-mill fine art photographer
which
either.
Which photo did they pick? They pick your iPhone photo, and they put it in this book, and they show it over
right.
in the Middle East.
Right.
So
I know, it's crazy.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
Which
because
one?
My stuff, oh, well, it was actually a photo that I took while I was in Lincoln, Nebraska for an art show that I was hanging out there for. They had some stuff. Did you know anything about this?
What photo? What's it a photo of?
My buddy Robert Henry and I went up there to see some. Well, this is interesting because this is actually more related to the fetish show than my own show.
See how he doesn't tell me what it is of?
Oh, I'm going to tell you in a second. But this art show had artwork by Clive Barker and by Soriyama, who's one of my favorite artists, and a bunch of other erotic artists. It was an amazing show. It was in Lincoln, Nebraska.
I do remember it.
It's an international erotic art show in Lincoln, Nebraska. Is close enough, so we had to go. Well, in any case, while we were running around there, I take pictures of buildings. I love taking pictures of buildings and you know, patterns and lights and, you know, abstract type stuff. And so this was a picture of a building that I took, and there you go.
Wow. You know, you answer that question a lot like I usually answer questions.
That's a good point.
No, thank you, honey. I'm just teasing you. I'm very proud of you. I think that says a lot about you as a photographer, because they don't know who the hell you are. And they pick your iPhone photo out of the bazillion. So congratulations. I am awesomely proud of you.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I was proud of it, too, because, you know, a lot of things that I do are very much genre related. You know, it's fetish stuff. It's glamour photography
building,
or something.
Right?
It's just a building. This is just a picture of a building.
Wow.
So it shows that.
Just,
you know,
a building.
Yeah. I can get into art shows taking pictures of buildings, too.
So all this work you do, you get famous from a picture of a building.
Yeah, how about that? So I get in the Middle East, which is, you know, really the market that I was looking for.
Yes.
So our next subject that I want to mention, because this just dropped here in the last couple of days. It just dropped. You like how I said that?
Just drop.
I'm hip.
Yes.
So in any case, this just dropped in the last few days. The issue of the Domination Directory International.
Oh, yes.
number 72 happens to have an appearance by a certain Princess Zoe.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
As a matter of fact,
it's got a full page, two pictures, a lot of information about Princess Zoe.
And I'm kind of up front. Did you notice that?
They did. They did a good job of
I'm not like in the back or anything.
Yeah, no, they didn't stick you back in the, you know, in the black and white section or something in the back with the, you know, the dog ads and.
The
furniture and used cars. You know, they put
furniture,
you up front.
Used cars, dominatrix.
Yeah, they put you up front where the action's at.
And you took the photo. That is an awesome.
Yeah, I got a
photo
couple of photos
that they put
in
there.
Yeah, there's a couple of photos. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's slick ad. Yeah, a lot of hot dominatrix in there, including Princess Zoe.
Well, a lot of hot. There's other hot ones in there.
Well, not as hot as you.
Thank you very much.
Let me just say that.
Yeah, thank
quickly.
You have to.
Really quickly.
I will kick you under this table.
All right. So also something else I want to mention is a few days ago, again, while I was on my deathbed, I got some work done while I was hanging out here.
Well, you should die more often.
I know. Well, for real. What it did.
Get some work done.
Yes, exactly. It just allowed, it kind of forced me to stay home. Just for fun, I tweeted out, hey, you know, we need a tagline because we're considering doing some t-shirts and maybe some other, we don't know what, frisbees, dog bones, we don't know, for the fetish show.
Right.
And I'm a little loopy tonight.
Yes, the hell you are. So we're going to have a contest, actually, Mr. On His Deathbed coming up with awesome things.
Right. I tweeted out this.
Yes, you did.
I tweeted out this message and said, hey, you know, we're looking for a tagline. Does anyone have a suggestion? Well, I can't believe the response that I got on this thing. Because I tweeted it out. It goes to my Facebook account. I also put it on FetLife. And I mean, in every conceivable corner of the universe, I got a response. And most people didn't send in one response. They sent in multiple responses.
And not just for the fetish show. People were sending in also taglines for Princess Zoe as well. Yeah. Thank you for those.
They're ready to do individual Princess Zoe taglines and everything else, which is cool.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, I was kind of astounded by the response and also the quality of the stuff that we got. We got great stuff from that. But it also, you know, pointed out to me that maybe we should make a little more about this. Maybe throw this out on the show and see if we can't get some people interested in helping us come up with a tagline that really works for us.
So that's what we're going to do right now.
Right.
We are going to have a contest, and you guys are going to send in your submissions.
Looking for taglines.
Yes. And slogans.
I'll tell you what we're looking for here in a second, but let's tell you what we're going to give you.
Because
we're not just asking for you to send stuff in.
What are they going to get, Dirk? Tell us.
Well, we're going to have three places.
What place? Third, second, first
we're
place.
We're going to have third, second, and first. First place is the person that gets the phrase.
Winner. Yes.
And Princess Zoe and I are the two people who are picking, so
I get to help with that.
Pander to us.
Thank God.
In any case, third place, we're going to have five people that are going to win third place. So five phrases that we're going to pick.
For third place.
Right.
Five people.
And what they're going to get is an 11x14 print of Princess Zoe.
Wow.
Taken by me.
Wow.
Signed by both of us. And in a limited edition print run.
No shit.
Of eight.
Wow.
Eight.
I'm even impressed by that. Do I get one?
An 11x14 print would usually... Yeah, actually, you are going to get one. I'm going to print... Actually, to be honest, I'm going to print one for you, the model print, one for me, which is the artist print.
All right.
And then eight limited edition prints in addition to that, and that's all that
there
will
be
ever
no
be printed.
More. That's
will be
amazing.
Numbered and signed and everything. So, you know, an 11x14 print, I would usually sell for maybe $150.
Wow.
But a limited edition print, especially one that's eight.
And of me?
Right. That's signed.
Some added value.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So anyway, if you're in fifth place, you get one of those prints. And our thanks for sending in your stuff.
And we'll be mentioning your third place tagline.
Yeah.
So we'll
mention
be reading
you on
them.
The air.
Yeah, we'll be reading yours.
Right.
As the loser.
Wow. Wow.
So don't send in any losing taglines. I'm just kidding. Okay, and so then, obviously, we're going to have a second place.
Second place is going to be two winners. They're going to get a print, too. Each one of those are going to get a print. And they're going to get a T-shirt with the tagline, the winning tagline, on the T-shirt.
Wow. And we mentioned their taglines on the Fetish Show as
we do.
The loser.
Absolutely. And then the person who wins the whole show gets the number one print. They're going to get the T-shirt with the tagline, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give them full flaming credit for coming up with the tagline. And we're going to have you on the show if you want to be on here.
And maybe some future merchandise.
We're going to do an interview with you. And trust us, we'll hook you up with some future swag if you're into that.
And if you happen to be...
If you're into the swag, we're going to hook you up. I promise.
If you happen to be in the greater Oklahoma City area... I will definitely take you out for coffee. So
Wow. Coffee with Princess Zoe. If you want to travel to Oklahoma City, what do you say?
Yeah, and if you get up really late in the afternoon, because I don't get up.
Yeah, she gets up at the crack of like 7 p.m.
Bullshit.
So, you know.
Anyway, so there you go. So
if you're
long?
A night owl, you might want to get some coffee with her.
Coffee at midnight.
Right.
So how long are we going to run this contest for?
We're going to run this contest because you chose this until August 1st.
I did chose that, didn't I?
You did. That was your choice. And we are welcoming all submissions to be sent directly to me, Dirk. That's D-I-R-K at thefetishshow.com. You are not limited to multiple sayings. You can send me 50 if you want to. I don't care.
Well, we will reserve the right to extend the contest out further length of time should we not have a winning tagline submitted to us by August the 1st.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We already have quite a few people who have sent us stuff, and you don't have to resend your stuff in. We've got it. Mm-hmm. We know who it came from. Mm-hmm. You're covered.
Well, let's say,
within that, mm-hmm. we got some pretty good ones already.
I know we do.
So, you know, you're going to have to really bring your game to do better than what we've already got.
A little
got.
Bit better than got fetish or
yeah.
got spanking.
Well, let's talk about what we're looking for, and then we'll wrap
and
this segment up.
And what we're not looking for.
Right. Basically, what we're looking for is it has to be short, it has to be original, and it has to be sexy. This is the fetish show. Sexy. It can't be corny or stupid. It has to be sexy.
Subject.
Ideally, if you had a t-shirt that said this tagline, it might inspire someone to approach you and ask you about the tagline. It might be a good approach for someone wearing the t-shirt. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
That's ideally what we're looking for. So let's break this down quickly. It has to be short. It can't be, you know, a paragraph long.
No,
we don't
long
want
phrases,
that, please.
Right.
It needs to be a few words.
Not
so it has
used
to be,
before.
As Bill O'Reilly says, it has to be pithy.
What the hell?
I mean, short.
Okay. not copying some other, you know.
It has
like,
to be original.
Right.
It must be original. It can't be like got fetish. You know, it's been done. We can't be derivative from other people. We want our own phrase.
That's right.
And again, it has to be sexy. We're not looking for goofy or corny. We're looking for sexy. So bring the sexy.
Maybe a little nasty.
So one, yeah. I mean, come on. This is the fetish show. We want to, you know, we want people to read the t-shirt.
Go what the
and
hell?
Go. Hey, I gotta see the cool cat that's wearing this. I gotta see what's going on with them.
And
whoever's
not get an ass
t-shirt.
Beaten for wearing the shirt either.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So anyway, again, one last time, email me directly, Dirk, D-I-R-K, @thefetishshow.com, and we'll have a winner, hopefully, on about August 1st.
Woohoo.
There you go.
I'm excited.
All right. So this particular episode, we're going to have three interviews, and they were all done at an event that we went to called Kinky Carnival, which was in Wichita, Kansas, and it occurred from June 3rd through the 5th, 2011.
That's right. It sure did. We had a great time.
Right.
And, wow, I can't wait for you guys to hear these interviews. Press on.
You want to give us maybe a quick opinion of what you thought about Kinky Carnival? I mean, just to kind of summarize it for everyone.
You asked me for something quick.
I did.
Holy shit. As you always say, holy balls.
Right.
I found it to be very personable. Mm-hmm. And it was very enjoyable. It was a very friendly atmosphere. There was absolutely no strife, no contention, no one putting on airs. It was just a total relaxed environment, and I enjoyed being around that environment. I just have to say that the people that put on the carnival did a great job, and my impression is that I hope more and more people come next year and the year after that. What was your impression, Derek?
I think there was a definite family atmosphere at this event. And everyone was exceptionally friendly.
Yes.
I had a great time.
I had a kitty cat because she was in my life.
Yeah, there were some furries, I guess, or little cosplay going on there. So there was unicorns and kitties and some other stuff that was interesting.
Yes, it was very, very nice.
It was a cool crowd.
Yes, it was.
And they treated us exceptionally well. We really appreciate that.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They took care of us. Thank you.
So we got three interviews coming up. Our first interview is with a gentleman named Cross, and Cross has a unique take on psychology and BDSM, and here's our interview with Cross. All right, we're still in Wichita, Kansas, and today we are talking with Cross. Welcome to the Fetish Show.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
We've been talking a little bit about your background.
First, you guys should know he's very handsome. Just want to throw that out there as he's talking. So you guys know that. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was teaching in the quote-unquote real world for about 10 years now. I've been teaching within the community since 2008. I've been a public participant in the community since I went to Thunder in the Mountains in 2006. Mm. That was my first public event. And me and my wife went to that event together. And we have been having fun and growing our family ever since.
Right, right.
Where's your wife?
Oh, she couldn't come along. Work did not allow the weekend, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. You're based out of Denver, correct?
Denver, Colorado, yep.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the classes that you were teaching here at Kinky Carnival.
Sure. Well, I taught one that was liquid latex as a BDSM tool. And that was a
That's
class.
Cool.
Yeah, that was a class I originally developed when I was teaching for an event that we have in Denver called the Sex and So Much More Show. Mm-hmm. And they asked me to come in because the Sex and So Much More Show is essentially a place for normal people, quote unquote, mm-hmm. to go and be a little bit freaky for a weekend. And they have like, all the sex shops set up and sell stuff there. Mm-hmm. And then they have like porn stars come in and teach classes on how to have better sex.
That is so cool. Yeah, I want in on that.
Yeah, it's an interesting event. And so you have a lot of people coming to that would never go to anything else.
Yeah.
And we set up a corner. Our local dungeon set up a corner in that event that they sponsored. And it was sort of the scary kinky corner with the black curtains. And you had to like pass a warning sign to go into it. And so the particularly adventurous vanillas would come back and see our little mini demos or mini classes on kinky
That's
stuff.
Awesome.
Wow.
And that was what I developed the liquid latex class for, because I thought that was something that was, you know, not quite as frightening as if I was going to take out like needles or something and really start freaking people out.
Liquid latex.
Latex rubber, of course, is derived from certain plant sources, and it's what you use to create the really hot rubber fetish garments that some people wear. That really, sexy
plant
stuff.
Plant source. It's like the Blue Man Group, you know, that's sticking on their
yeah, head. Yeah, yeah. If you sort of picture what the Blue Man Group looks like, that's what a fully painted liquid latex person looks like.
So it's like a naked person just with paint on.
Yeah. It comes in tubs and you paint it on, and when it's done, it takes on the consistency of latex rubber. But in the meantime, it really heightens sensation. The air going over the top of it feels really interesting. And
I know that.
In most places, you can get away with it. If you were to go out just in the latex, you can get away with it. It's bar legal. You can go to clubs and things like that. So cool. If you're an exhibitionist and you want to be pretty much naked without being naked, that's a great
and
way to go.
She is.
Well, you know what? I've seen a lot of models and stuff just with paint on.
Yeah.
And nobody would say... They act like, oh, nothing.
Yeah,
but I walk by with all this cleavage, you're like, oh, I'm like, dude, she's naked. What the hell? I'm covered up.
Yeah, if you pick up any Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition from the last couple of years, you can see really great examples of artistic liquid latex and its application. Those guys get really talented. It looks like the women are wearing clothes and really fancy clothes at that.
So I guess you're going to have to start doing that maybe a little bit instead of the spray painting stuff.
Right.
Graduate into the liquid.
Sure, we can do that too.
Latex.
So that was the one class, and I kind of struggled to make that one 90 minutes because it was originally a mini demo that I designed for that Sex and So Much More show.
Right.
So it was about 30 minutes of material that I somehow made last an hour and a half.
I figure you'd have too much to say.
No, not on that topic. On the other one, I always have trouble fitting it in no matter how much time they give me. I always run out. And that's a class that I call Defining and Refining Your Submissive Roles. And that's sort of my cornerstone class. That's the one that
that's
I get asked to teach everywhere I go.
Interesting, yeah. Wow. And you put a lot into developing this. It's not like you just picked a subject. You've actually done research. You've actually done a study. You've done your own... Whatever,
yeah.
I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, I've been working on the Defining and Refining Submissive Roles class for just over 2.5 years now that I've been spending working on that.
And what makes you qualified to do
that? Well, my background is in psychology. That's what I went to school for. I've done a lot of different things regarding scientific research and things like that. But the study that I did around this was in no means a scientific study, and I don't want to make people think that it is.
Well, it is kind of, I'm sorry. Well, you know, psychology is not an exact science, but it's still
right. But
it wasn't science.
It wasn't empirical. I didn't have a control group, you know, things of that nature.
Well, we need to work on that then. How do we fix that?
It was certainly still a study. What I did was I put together a group. It was about 150 submissives from 24 states and 5 countries, and I interviewed them, and we talked about the roles that they they play in their de-ice dynamic and how that interacts with their personality traits and things of that nature. And I was able to develop what is essentially a system, a test, very similar to the Myers-Briggs in psychology, where someone can answer a series of questions and that gives you, at the end, a set of characteristics that you can use to understand what sorts of roles, what sorts of DS dynamics are going to be particularly fulfilling for that individual, and which types of dynamics are going to be difficult.
We should have the test, too. Every other career field or field of study has it. You know, if you want to go into a job or whatever, you can take a test.
Instead of doing your career services exam, you can come into the club the first time and take your DS Myers-Briggs.
That's really cool that you did that. What made you think of that?
It was really just something that hadn't been studied. I got asked to come in and talk about it by one of our local education groups, and they knew about my background, and they asked me to come in and teach on that subject. And that was the first time I started thinking about it, was after I'd been asked to teach about it. And so I started thinking about, because, my wife and I have been together and been playing together for a long time, and she has a number of different roles that she fulfills. Mm-hmm. And so we had trouble with her where the lines were sort of blurry sometimes between the different roles that she fulfills. And so I had sort of developed, just on our own, just for my own practical purposes, a way of really understanding the different traits that she exhibits in different submissive role types.
This is extremely important in my career field. I have an hour to spend with someone, and I have a lot to figure out in a short amount of time to provide a service to someone, that something they need and want. And it's up to me to either be a magician, which I'm fucking not, or a scientist.
Mind reader.
Because, part of it is they don't want to tell you what it is they want. You got to fucking figure it out.
Sure.
Have you ever read the book, The Five Love Languages, by any chance?
I have. The Love Languages is great.
That is, I think everyone should read that.
Mm-hmm.
That is so amazing. It's so simple, so simplistic. You know, for a long period of time, my significant other, you took out the trash all the time. I'm like, well, okay, that's, thank you, honey. But you know what? You never tell me this or that or whatever. You know, and he's like, well, you know, you always tell me.
He was telling you, just not the way you understood.
Exactly. He's like, you always tell me I look good, but why the hell don't you do this?
Touch is mine. It's the kinesthetic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mine is words of affirmation. Flattery will fucking get you everywhere. If y'all haven't read the book, The Five Love Languages, it's an amazing book. I highly recommend it. But that's cool that you've read that too. Anyway. Sorry, Dirk. Did I read a book you didn't read?
No, you're fine.
Have you read that book?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
So I was really happy that I developed the class for a number of reasons. First of all, because it was something that no one else was talking about. And in fact, some people actively don't want to talk about it. And are sort of afraid of the topic, but because of the creation of that class, it's allowed me to really go all over the place. It is really that class that gets me invited to events like this. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be going to Anchorage, Alaska for the Northern Exposure Conference, and that's one of my favorite events in the country, and I love being able to go up there.
Well, I lived up there. I was stationed up there for quite a few years. It's a lot to see if you like to see a lot of wildlife. I don't hunt unless it's for a shoe sale, but it's beautiful. Everyone's a shoe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How many times you been up there?
This will be my second year in a row that I've taught at that event.
You got to get up there, Dirk. Have you been to Alaska?
No, I'd like to go, actually.
Holy shit. I've been to some place you haven't been.
Well, oh, please.
I've read a book you haven't read.
2 weeks. Great conference.
Oh, yeah. Let's get right on
when
that.
When are you going? When is it?
It's the weekend of June 24th.
Oh, you'll be awake all night long.
Oh, I know. It stays bright.
That is, people are like mowing their lawn at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they sleep all winter because it's daylight. All
yeah, it messed me up the first time I was there. Like I left a kink event and it was light out. Like that messed me up.
And people just never stay done awake. That They're like, just stay awake all the time. No, literally, my neighbor was like mowing at 3 a.m. I'm like, cool, because I'm just gone shopping. Anyway.
Do you have your test out on like a website or something, or is there a way that you can you can take the test?
I do have some information about the theory and about what it is that I talk about up on my website. The test itself is not there, mostly because of the strong negative reaction that talking about this subject.
Oh yeah,
tends
let's talk about that.
People.
Why are you having a negative reaction? You think?
I don't know. I think on the one hand, I think people are just kind of afraid of the subject. A lot of, you know, every time I do this class at an event, I inevitably get an email from somebody saying that I'm just trying to force them into a box or turn them into something they're not or something like that. And nine times out of 10, it's somebody who wasn't actually at the class. They just read the description in the packet and made assumptions about what it is.
Right.
And that tends to be that. But that's exactly what it was. I mean, when I put out the search for participants for this back in the summer of 2009 for that study that I was doing, I got a ton of backlash from group operators and things like that that were just really, really upset that I was even asking these questions.
Can you give me an example of what type of thing may have been said to you that would be negative about this?
There was one person who sent me this really angry, ranty email saying that the whole reason they were doing BDSM is so that they weren't like everyone else and they didn't want to have something come out that said that they were like everyone else.
Hmm. Well, I'm sorry that that stopped you, but I'm glad that you do care about the community at large because you don't want to hurt anybody. And if it's hurting people, I guess to have a fucking test, people should know. It just quantifies what we do. It makes it more real.
Well, it opens up the discussion, and I think we talked with Lilith Gray last year on this subject.
Yes,
and
we did.
I just read an article that was written by someone who wanted to kind of restructure the, what is it, the DSMB or something like that?
Yeah.
What is that?
The DSM-4. They're coming out with the new version pretty soon.
So 5, yeah. I guess, is what's coming out. And someone had kind of a different way of looking, instead of at the individual fetishes, they look at kind of what their how engaged they are, or you know, if it's something that's disturbing them or if it's something that they're functional with.
Yeah, that's
basically
a touchy subject. The DSM, that stands for Diagnostics and Statistics Manual. It's the thing that psychologists use to figure out whether someone has a disorder or whether they're just weird.
And it
that's
changes.
The way that I put it. And
right.
And the category of fetishes, the things that you hear about, like pedophilia, things of that nature, they're what we call paraphilias, and that's when someone is so obsessed with something that it actually disrupts them as an individual.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, there are some overzealous psychologists that like to diagnose that when, in fact, someone just likes something.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just like something, but there are people who, for instance, you know, like they can never have an orgasm unless that object is present.
Right.
That's definitely
and that's when it goes beyond being a fetish and really becomes a full-blown paraphilia.
Right.
So
I think it's interesting. I'm going to send you that article, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, you're very interesting. I would love to stay in contact with you.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to maybe get some information from you on how exactly I can compile some of the information that I've collected and things I've studied and come across all the time, because I'd like to compile it and put it to good
for
use
sure.
In the end, because I definitely come across some things.
And I have been considering trying to write a book on this subject,
yeah.
putting the test together as well as the theory as a whole into a book, so people can really take it and delve into it and spend some time examining themselves.
I think
themselves.
That's a great idea. Absolutely.
Wow. You need to get some funding for this. You need to get some definitely solid supporter for that.
Well,
and I'm
you.
One of them. I'm not, maybe not funding, but I definitely support you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm all about people who are in the community who are looking into this sort of stuff, the psychology behind it, because obviously people who are outside of the community have their own little biases that they inject into their research and their study and what they're putting out there. And I think it's a good idea to have someone who's kind of on our side, so to speak.
That has good education.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is handsome.
Yeah.
Definitely. And lives in Colorado.
All right. Well, let's see. If someone is interested in getting in touch with you, then maybe they should check out your website, which is crossculturebdsm.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get in touch with you directly at crossculturebdsm@gmail.com, right?
Yep. Or there's a contact page on my website, too.
That's good.
Yep. You can just go through directly on the website.
Excellent.
Well, I'm going to work at trying to get you to come down to Oklahoma City and some education.
I would love to visit you.
Yeah, we got some groups down there.
We got some groups. We have groups.
We do.
We do. Groups. Right. Groups. groups. I'm sorry. Just for no reason, I just did that.
You're out of control. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for talking to
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks to Cross for that interview.
Thank you. I was very impressed.
Yeah, it was unique. It definitely opens up the realm of debate on that sort of subject. And since the psychology community is pretty much opposed to what we're doing or considers us all freaks, it's nice to at least have someone on our side that's
at least trying to
answer some questions for us or look at something a unique way. And whether you agree with it or not, it certainly opens up that debate.
And I appreciate the scientific approach.
Sure. I think it's interesting no matter, what you think about it. Could be useful to some people. I hope that he continues to do that.
I support actually. Him.
I know that he's had some resistance to doing his research or whatever.
That's too
but
bad.
You know,
that's too bad.
Hopefully that won't always be the case.
I hope so
Or hopefully he won't care.
That's you know, that I mean, should be more like
maybe,
it right there.
Maybe more the point. You know, just do what you want to do. Let everyone else, you know, sort it out. In any case, if you're interested in Cross, then you can always check him out. He's at crossculturebdsm.com. We'll have that information on our site. Next up, we have someone very unique. His name is Love and Latex.
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Buck Angel, and Princess Zoe says you better listen to The Fetish Show.
We are still at Kinky Carnival in Kansas.
Yes, we are.
And we are talking with Lovin' Latex.
Hello.
Welcome to The Fetish Show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You're so shiny.
I know.
You are shiny. You're not only loving it, you're living it.
It's true. I'm literally from the neck down in rubber right now.
Right. It's black. You've got a star. You got a reason for that, right? Yeah, red star on your chest.
I'm the rock star rubber.
There you go.
I thought it was like a, you know, the Dr. Seuss kind of.
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, most people say I'm the anti Captain America, like a Captain Communism with the big red star.
Interesting with the red star.
Yeah. Cool. You know, I think that stood for like the Jews, the red star. Anyway, you know what? That star is really cool.
That's the Star of David.
Right. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, that's what I had heard is that his books, all those little characters, they had a star.
Are you talking about Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, what did I say? Dr. Spock? No, I didn't.
No.
That's what I said.
Right, I got you.
I don't know what
that guy was brilliant.
Brilliant.
Mr. Brown can moo, can you?
That's right. Very good. all right, so you are here. You're talking about an event that's coming up in 2 weeks.
Yes, I am. The event I'm talking about is Mr. Colorado Rubber. Mm-hmm. Essentially what it is, it's the first year ever that Colorado's doing it. ColoradoLeather.org has done the sixth consecutive year of leather title holder competitions. And they've decided to branch out this year and do a latex competition, which is really exciting. And essentially the winner of that gets to go in November to Chicago for the Mr. International Rubber Competition, which is going to be like a whole worldwide.
That's interesting because I have heard about these leather contests. I've never heard of the rubber deal. Is that like a really new thing? Or
it's actually been around for a while. It's Miss Rubber World is probably the most popular one right now for the females.
Right.
Archean from Kink Engineering up in Toronto, she makes vac beds. She is the current rubber title holder.
Wow, that's cool.
What title do you hold?
Well, I'm the lady killer in latex and the apex of latex, the one and only Love and Latex.
He is. He's pretty cute. I'm sorry, Dirt, but he is.
That's okay. You don't have to apologize to me.
I would lick him with my blue tongue.
Would you?
Yeah. Did that repel you?
No, not at all.
See, he's cool like that. What's wrong with you, Dirt?
I'm out on the blue tongue.
I don't know why.
Hey, sorry. I'm so shiny and I can just wipe it off. Get the dirt off the shoulder.
That's true. You were telling us the difference between kind of cheaper type latex and the good stuff.
Yeah.
Would you explain that to people who are listening to it?
Essentially, when you buy latex, well, the big difference between latex and rubber is usually thicker, mostly heavy rubber, like gas masks and the Wellington boots and all the big stuff over there. Latex is usually a little bit thinner. And what we were just talking about earlier was the difference between molded rubber and the actual sheet latex itself.
He knows his shit right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done a few classes around Denver, quite a few. I helped Cross with his liquid latex class earlier today.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, we interviewed him earlier.
Wow. Yeah. So essentially the difference between molded rubber and the sheet latex is you have a liquid latex concentrate that is essentially mixed in with a bunch of dyes for the coloring, other ingredients, and you pour it into a mold. I know
you're melting my brain.
I'm so,
no. Keep talking.
I'm just going.
A vat. We were doing the liquid latex class earlier today, and I stood up there and talked about the rubber Hevea trees and how they tap it and collect it.
I love it. Just keep talking. It's awesome.
I'm on top of it. So they take this. they take this concentrate and they essentially pour it into a mold, and that's how you make gloves, your condoms, penis sheaths, hoods, stuff like that. You can make cat suits and clothing from it as well. But if you go with the sheet latex, what that is somebody is taking an actual sheet of raw latex.
Let me touch you
hello there.
I'm sorry, so touch your sweat.
That's what people do. They just come up and they're like, can I touch you?
Now stay on track.
Yes,
you know,
I'm on track.
Okay, because, you know, that's
so
what
essentially you're having the sheet latex, and right. somebody is cutting it up into patterns of a fabric or design that maybe a major company or designer is going to do. Mm-hmm. We'll cut it up, take some rubber cement and glue it up at the seams, and you have an outfit for yourself. Right. Usually the sheet latex clothing is going to last a lot longer because the molded stuff tends to rip because it's more one body type.
Right.
And literally everyone can wear latex regardless of who you are.
I cannot wear it because I can't fucking get it off.
Not everyone can wear latex.
It's true. Not everyone.
I can't get the shit on either. I'm like, what the fuck? It's not big enough for me.
You figure out a system.
I think the stuff that she tried on, though, was not the stuff that you're wearing.
It might have been the
molded stuff. I think she got that molded stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah, it might have been.
I think that's the difference.
It's really interesting being at Kinky Carnival because so many people here have come up to me going, I'm allergic to you. Because
of the rubber.
Yeah, they say about 3% of the population in the U.S. are allergic to latex. And all I can do is look at them and smile and be like,
are they
if you get off your game, I'm going to hug you and literally kill you with some kindness.
Wow.
You look great, honey. You really do.
Thank you very much.
Just very shiny and wow.
Well, you and your blue tongue look really good, too.
Thank you. I do not look good, but I appreciate your lying to me because flattery will get you the Snickers bar that no one else will take.
Hey, where did that Snickers come from?
I don't know.
Hungry? Why wait?
Surprise. Right.
Thank you for playing along.
I know.
Let's talk
I just
about
got you advertising.
No, yeah, I know.
We
want
to talk about what we want to talk about.
Well,
you're
I
just
think
too serious.
That the audience wants to hear about womenspankingmen.com.
Shit.
WomenSpankingMen.com is a company run by AEG, Alpine Entertainment Group. They are really known online for doing real spankings, where it is a lot of spanking videos on the internet are really over-dramatized, kind of pornographic'd up, and they wanted to make like real, like, ooh, this could happen in real life kind of situations. And I knew a friend, her name was Sophie Gray, that was her big internet name, blogger. And she kind of hooked me up one day with meeting this company. And every month I kind of show up and I'm like, yeah.
So you're like a spank star?
I kind of. I've never actually watched my videos. I kind of go back and I'm like, what do people do with these?
What do people don't, do I, with it? I want to know.
Don't dwell on that too much.
I know. Because there's so many outtakes and kind of jokes that I make in the videos. I try and have fun. And at the same time, it's pretty, you kind of feel badass because you're like, yeah, I got spanked and just paid my phone bill.
Yeah, not bad.
How much
not
does that
bad
pay
deal.
Per spank?
Women tend to make a lot more money than guys in this industry. Well, because I'm a guy. I make about $200 right. a shoot, and I'm usually in and out in about an hour.
Right.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's all real time. I do about 3 scenes in an hour.
So we can like go watch your ass. Can you
yeah, I am all over womenspankingmen.com.
That's
I should
so
have
cool.
another shoot coming up on their website really soon.
Wow. I would spank your ass.
It's very shiny.
It is. It's so shiny.
You can see yourself in my pants.
Can I? Would you stand up? Let me check that out.
All right.
That's a line that he's used before,
around,
folks.
Please?
There was a big latex pickup
just,
line.
Just
where,
turn
hey,
around.
I can see you in my pants.
Just turn around, son. Wow. I can see. I see the microphone in his ass
yes.
right there. Oh, I can see my. I see my hand. Hi. Wow.
Oh my God.
He's got white skin too. He's pale like me.
If someone was interested in getting some quality rubber stuff, where would they go?
Probably the top brands. You'd probably pay more for really top quality. I would definitely recommend Libidex, mm-hmm. Polymorph, Westward Bound over in the UK.
Right.
Even doing searches locally, there's actually a latex Wikipedia out there.
You need to like design
really?
Your own yeah. costume there and have what's her name make it.
Right.
I can't say her name. She can make anything. That's what she said.
That's the thing with latex is if you can think it, there's somebody out there who can make it for
sure,
you.
Sure, sure.
But that not everyone fucking looks good in it. That's for damn sure.
Hey, I used to say it's yeah, hard to be humble when you know you're the best.
And if I sweat, oh my God, I sweat so bad. I have gloves. I'm like, I can't. I'm like, ooh, how do you not sweat?
That's part of the routine, though, isn't it? I mean,
it kind of is. Latex is really an all-encompassing material. It adapts to your body type, no matter who you are.
It makes you sweat.
Yes.
Badly.
It depends.
You stink too at first.
Not really.
Because it stays all inside there.
Yeah. Always. And if you go outside sometimes, even in like thick rubber, you are just really freezing cold depending on what
is
your environment
right?
is. Yeah, it adapts to Like if somebody put an ice cube to you, very sensual and you'd be cold.
Have you ever had a mishap where you couldn't like get it off or had to get yourself cut out of it or call the photographer to hurry the hell over and get your ass out of it?
I've actually never had any problems with my photographers or any of the latex modeling that I've done. Personally, this is a true story. The way you shine latex is you use silicone lube. Okay.
Ah, right.
And that's how it shines it up. So last night we're here at Kinky Carnival. Cheap plug. And...
He's a little marketing.
I know. That's all, what I'm all about. So some friends of mine are doing a big needle scene, and they're in blood. And they look up and say, "Hey, Love and Latex, can you go grab us some blankets or towels for aftercare?" There's a little bucket of towels to the left of me. I walk right by it. Don't see it. I go all the way up to my room. My hands are covered in lube that I can't get the hotel key.
Out of
my little name badge. It took me 15 minutes to figure out how to do this with my teeth last night.
Wow.
Because my hands are covered in lube, and I literally... Sometimes I get stuck places. It's really...
You didn't happen to lose any money last night, did you? It's like predicament bondage.
No, I didn't. So I get in the room. I get the towels. I rush back downstairs. I hand them the towels, and they look up at me, and they say, "Hey, Love and Latex, we've lost a lot of blood. We're kind of woozy. Can you go up to the room and get us some protein shakes and some snacks?"
How did you get the can?
I was like, I got to go all the way back upstairs. Do this all over again. It's terrible.
So the moral of the story is carry some of those little wipes with you.
Yeah, some baby wipes. I walk by people and sometimes I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?" Just like friendly petting, but I'm just wiping lube everywhere.
That's what you should do, honey, if you're all lubed up. So you've never... I wasn't really like knocking on... photographers there. I'm the one that got stuck and needed help out of my clothing.
She called me up one time and said, I can't get into this and I can't get out of it.
I was stuck halfway with the dress. It was like right here and I was like, "Oh my God, what did I do?" I couldn't get the phone. Call 911, help me. I couldn't breathe.
I've had some stuff that I've done for shoots that were sent to me that were just so small that I need to help. Did you try baby powder or anything like that?
I don't know.
A lot of girls I've talked to say when they're having trouble, they actually jump in the shower with it and then get it all wet, and then it just throws on really easily because it's wet, and then it'll just dry off.
You're so
work that way.
Thin and
hey,
tall.
That's pretty good.
I guess you've never had to cut yourself out of any latex.
I have ripped one of my first pieces back in 2008 was this full body cat suit, and it was my... I was in Fort Collins, and I went to a kink event there. It was the Heartbreakers Fetish Ball, and Soulja Boys came on. If anyone remembers that song with the dance that was so popular, I started doing it.
Can you show us that dance later?
Maybe a little later. So it comes on, and essentially I'm doing the dance, and I just... The latex rips, and my ass crack is like hanging out in the middle of public. And I'm just like, Well, I changed because technically that wasn't very bar legal.
Right. So that's the only place you weren't sweaty was on your ass crack.
Exactly, of course.
Yeah. It's kind of breezy back here.
Well, thank you for sharing all this with us. You sure know your shit, honey.
I try.
You do.
Yeah, I've taught several classes for Scales, Denver Sanctuary, stuff like that. I'm really all about promoting outreach and...
You need to come be my spokesmodel for damn sure.
I'm around. I try and do a lot. We're talking about Thunder in the Mountains earlier, which I would highly encourage anyone listening to attend.
That's like the millionth time we've heard this.
It's one of the biggest kink conferences in the U.S. in Denver. Last year I was a DM, a dungeon monitor for it. This year I'm working seminars, which is really nice because not only do you get in for free if you're volunteering, but you get to kind of schmooze with all the people presenting.
Right,
get
it's
your
cool.
connections in. Yeah,
well, you're a little networker.
I try.
All right, let's since you're the networker, let's get all of your plugs out there.
I have a lot of them.
All right, well, go ahead. Bring it.
I'll just dance while you're doing that. My leg is asleep. I'm sorry.
The first big one I want to reiterate and bring up again is going to be the whole Mr. Colorado Rubber competition, June 17th at the Wrangler in Denver, if anyone's there. It is first year ever for the latex. I'm being sponsored by PavloviaDenver.com.
Wow, you have a sponsor.
I've got quite a few. You have to do a lot of fundraising and get people to kind of sponsor you and take a vested interest. Pavlovia Denver is a professional house of domination run by the famous Mr. Saskia in Denver. She was recently in Bizarre Magazine, which is really cool.
That's cool. Very cool.
I'm also being sponsored by, actually, Mr. Saskia's husband runs a website called www.boundsissy.com, whole forced feminization sissy thing. And he was really mad that I didn't come to him and get a sponsorship from him.
Wow.
So he's on there as well. And the third one is going to be Narcissistic Intentions Photography.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the main photo company that I use a lot of my latex photography from.
I think I need to take a little schooling from him on this sponsorship.
I'm around.
Yeah,
no doubt. You got to go. That's amazing. Congratulations on having sponsors. Like, I mean, I try, but, you know, what can I do?
It takes a while. I like organizing stuff. I actually organized an event in Denver called Kinky Karaoke. And it is.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
She loves karaoke.
That sounds like so cool.
It literally started on Halloween. My roommate and I got drunk and thrown out of a karaoke bar.
Fuck it, whatever. It
happens sometimes, you know. It was Halloween. It was actually a costume contest, and everyone was in full decked out costumes because it was kamikaze karaoke. And essentially, they play a song for you that you've never heard in your life. You have to sing 30 seconds of it, and whoever does the best wins.
There you go.
It's all about stage presence. I'm running around. I'm yelling at the audience. I'm dancing my ass off. And I got disqualified because my costume was a Price is Right name tag that said your mom on it.
Fuck,
and
that
they said
shit.
That was not a Halloween costume.
Fuck them. Wow. That's Price.
And I, and then they actually they kicked us out. Long story short, we decided to come back every month and do karaoke there. It's really interesting because you get all these kink people that go to the clubs, and you see them, they're all serious and they're playing and beating people up. And then you go to Kinky Karaoke and it's, I'm going to get you drunk and you're going to sing some songs. And just, it's fun to relax. And yeah, it's actually become the largest non-event
thing
in Denver.
That's very cool.
And that's every third Monday at Armita's.
Well, why don't you come to Oklahoma City and help me plan a few little events? And
yeah.
Well, we need to shake things
throw
up.
Throw some FetLife events out there.
We need to shake some things up down around there. So come help me do that. I got some plans.
Some plans?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you going to bring out the latex for me?
Honey, if you're going to wear it, you damn
I'll
sure.
I'll get you into it. You can get the blue tongue and everything. We'll be all
you
set.
Can you get me out of it, though? That's the thing.
Getting you out is going to be the easy part. I'll be right there. just quick pull over. You're good to go.
You're professional. Yes. I have a couple things in mind. I mean, we have really not a lot going on as far as events or anything like that. And, mm-hmm. So we need fresh ideas and latex.
I think that...
Cute guys in latex with stars.
I try. It's really interesting. This is my first out-of-state conference. And other than hearing that not a lot of people around this part are walking around in latex, that... I'm kind of one of the youngest people here, and it's...
You are 12. That's true.
Yes, it's actually my 12th birthday today.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Would you like some cotton candy?
Is that what you got me for my birthday?
Yes.
A half-eaten thing of cotton candy?
Yes.
No, she's been rat-holing.
I know. You didn't even put any candles in it or anything.
That is a Snickers. No, he's really 23. God dang.
Yeah, and I've been in the public kink scene in Colorado and New York for the last 4 years.
All right, come to Oklahoma City. I mean it.
All right.
Come help me do some
Sounds like a plan.
All right, stay in my dungeon.
She's got a dungeon.
She does have a dungeon.
I do have a dungeon.
It's kind of interesting to see people's dungeons and spaces. The rack room, the Pavlovia dungeon, you walk in and there's like a kitchen and there's bathrooms and showers. You could literally live in there. They have the business office.
Well, you should be able to live in your dungeon or have people live there. But no, it's just my personal
private play space. Yeah.
But it's functional. Yeah, I have some stuff in there. I'll show you.
Awesome.
No latex, though. Fuck that shit. Unless you're going to help me get out.
I think that's doable.
Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having me.
Your ass there.
Anything I could do to promote the latex awareness and the Mr. Colorado Rubber competition?
Hey, you're gonna win that, right?
Right. Yeah. Good luck on that.
Everyone I've talked to says, you know, you're the guy in Colorado with latex. Is there really anybody else running?
Are you gonna let us keep us up to date on that? Okay?
Yeah, definitely. We'll try to
follow that.
Yeah. That is June 17th, and then there's a big after party. And hey, hopefully, getting shiny and. Meeting people is going to take me all the way to Chicago.
There you go.
Hell yes. Let us know.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep in touch with us because we like to know about the events and stuff.
We like to know that you won. If you don't, we'll whoop your ass.
Hey. It's, to me, just the fact that there is a latex competition in Denver it's alongside
amazing.
The major leather competition is a huge step in itself as far as awareness for the whole latex lifestyle and community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you for talking to us.
So fucking cute.
What are you doing after this?
Do you like a Snickers, little boy?
After the half-eaten cotton candy?
I'm going to put on some clothes. I'm wearing a Ford built tub t-shirt because I can't get dressed.
No one's complaining.
I don't think, has anyone complained?
No,
should
no.
Should I be dressed like this? No.
Has somebody been over and be like, hey, Blondie, that's not a Maserati t-shirt.
Kink it up.
Yeah, well, kink it up.
I have a rep to protect.
Bring some black into this.
I just take off my shirt. That's what I always do when I don't know what to do.
There you go.
That pretty much covers it.
And eat ice cream. I wish I had some Brahms ice cream, you know, birthday cake ice cream. But
what is wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with
There's
you?
There's an awesome ice cream place in Denver called Sweet Action Ice Cream.
That's a cool name.
And it says on all their logos, like, get some sweet action. And when people check into it on Facebook, and they're like,
I love that.
They're like, hey, your friend Heather's going to get some sweet action. I'm like, I'm not there.
You know,
that is fantastic.
I think he needs to get him to do some marketing for
that. That is just such a great campaign and logo.
It is. It's fantastic.
I like that. That guy has a huge dick right there. I just want you to know.
Oh, my God.
I'm not
kidding. Enough of the guy with the huge dick.
It is remarkable.
It's not that remarkable.
She's going to go to her room and, like, pretend the Snickers bar and be like,
no, I don't want to do anything with this. Just, I'm like, wow, that's a big-ass dick. He's gay, I think, too. Anyway, thank you.
She just, like, invalidated my entire segue I built up for you.
She is exceptional at doing that.
No, I did not.
Now he's going to have to take it home, and we're going to just complete this whole
circle.
Okay,
you know what? This is how we're going to end this right now.
We're done.
We're done.
Boom.
Adios.
Bye.
So that was Love and Latex. He was an interesting cat, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I got a kick out of him. He's pretty cool. Listen, I wish that I'd had half of the I don't know, stick-to-itiveness. Is that a word?
Tenacity.
Tenacity is good. Perspicacity. How about that? How about that?
Perseverance.
Look that one up.
Wait, say that again.
Perspicacity.
You're making shit up.
I'm not. You look it up.
He was not only cute, but he was damn determined. And didn't we just find out he placed what?
He came in, for those who want an update on his show that he was in, he came in second place.
God dang
it. I'm sorry to say.
Me too.
We're very upset about it. We may actually petition the judges or something because we pretty much figured that we had the number one guy.
Well, no offense to the winner.
No,
we'll take nothing from you.
To be quite honest, the winner may be spectacular. We have absolutely no idea because we didn't see it. We know nothing. But we do know Love and Latex.
And he
that guy should have won the contest. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, we should have a contest and he could win it.
We're going to have a fetish show contest?
Yeah.
Fetish show latex
contest. I would just let
contest.
Him win something.
We're just going to give him a prize.
I'll just send him a prize.
What exactly would that consist of?
Something.
Interesting.
A surprise. It's a surprise prize.
Thanks for nailing that down. It may be a surprise to you.
I didn't think of it that far in advance.
I understand.
Anyway.
I see how that is.
I wouldn't mind him marketing for me. He's a little go-getter. Okay.
So anyway, he's got a bunch of different links that I would go over right now. But I think what I'm going to do is direct you to the website, the post on this particular episode. You can check out all of the stuff like coloradoleather.org and womenspankingmen.com and that sort of stuff. Ooh. For Love and Latex.
Spanking Men.
So if you're interested in that, check it out there. Next up, we have an interview with two of the coordinators for Kinky Carnival, which is Candy and Fantasy.
Yes.
Who we really appreciate. They took care of us exceptionally well.
Yes, they did. Provided us with help, space, cotton candy.
That's right. No naked clowns, though.
Well, no, but they're working on it.
I think we were promised, well, you were promised.
Naked clowns.
Naked clowns. I wasn't really looking forward to naked clowns. But
I guarantee
I
you, next
you
year they're
going
to have some naked clowns.
You think so?
I damn sure know it.
I don't want to speak for them.
These girls work their asses off. Thank you, girls.
Yes,
so
yes.
Much.
You know, it's people like
you.
This that keep the community going.
Yes.
You know, it's not easy. It's a thankless task.
Hell yes.
You know,
you don't it's see a lot behind of work. The scenes, yes.
They don't get any sleep for 3 days. For 4 days,
they're like zombies, everyone.
Yeah. I mean, everyone, actually, not just them, but everyone on the staff was,
yes,
you know, literally falling out by the third day. So,
however, very effective at their job and very sweet and, yeah, and nice again.
Yeah, did an amazing job. They sure took care of us. We appreciate that. So here is our interview with two of the coordinators of Kinky Carnival, Candy and Fantasy. All right, we're wrapping things up here at Kinky Carnival. It's Sunday, and we have the, what's the official term here? Organizers?
Organizers, group leaders.
Okay, bosses. Organizers or group leaders of Kinky Carnival here. This is Candy and Fantasy.
We survived.
Welcome to the Fetish Show.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thank you. Yes.
We're glad to
be here.
Pleasure
to have you with us.
Thank you.
We're happy you're here. Very much.
We are happy to be here. You guys were awesome to us. Thank you so much.
Oh, we appreciate you coming.
Now, this is how it needs to be for us whenever we come out and do this, because it can't be any other way. We have to have some support, a table, it's a place to plug stuff in, access to stuff.
We thought this would be a perfect place for you because it's right by the entryway there, and you can catch them as they come. If they don't stop, you just trip them.
You guys did everything right here. You got us in here. You got us a good place. You provided actually some physical help so that we could move some stuff, which
we
is
had, like,
very
two
much appreciated.
And they were kind of cute.
You also provided us kind of some liaisons to the presenters, because oftentimes we don't know who the, you know,
right.
we don't know them by sight. And if the presenters don't know that we're here, then it's very difficult for us to get in touch with them, because we're not, you know, we're not going to the
yes,
different
yes.
events or to the classes or whatever. So we don't know who they are. We need them to know that
yes.
we're here and we want to talk to them and
that's
stuff. And
happened.
You guys did a great job on that, too.
That's happened almost every time, is that we don't get the presenters as much as we do everybody else, which is fine. It's just it takes more coordination than we can,
right,
you know, do. So thank you guys. And
right. You guys really treated us well. If people who invite us out to events treat us half as good as you guys did, then we're going to be very happy.
You guys worked really hard yesterday, because every time I looked over here, there was like somebody different sitting here and talking for a long time.
We didn't get to everyone.
That's kind of my fault, though.
We didn't get to everyone. We probably missed out on maybe four or five interviews. And
Grumpy is probably going to be up our crawl.
We were doing, you know, at certain times, we were doing chain interviews where one person would be on deck and then, you know, several people would be waiting.
Well, there's
the
a way
wings.
To solve that, you know.
Yeah, I have walkie-talkies, but we didn't use them.
No, no. The way to solve it is come back next year and catch everybody else.
Right. Well, there you go. There you go.
I better start planning for that now.
Well, it's going to be the first weekend of June next year, so start planning now.
Right. All right.
Yeah. June 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
Yep.
All right. So you guys, this is the fifth year?
Sixth
year. What did you think about the turnout this year? Was it better this year than last year?
Or? We had a real good turnout. A little bit that we watch for is like our motel rooms that we rent, and our motel room doubled from last year.
Doubled?
It over doubled a little bit, you know. So
that's all due to the Fetish Show.
Oh, of course. I told them. We told them you're going to be here. So, and we had a lot of people. We had a lot of new people. We had many people from lots of different states. Joplin.
And diversity.
Yes.
That was really
yes.
cool. I saw a lot of different.
Yes. We had people from Joplin, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado, Illinois, Ohio. And then this year, the Kinky Carnival actually went international because we had somebody from Greece.
That's right.
So we've had a lot
kind
of people.
Kind of a local celebrity because
yes.
he traveled so far.
And so that was kind of cool to have somebody from so far away.
Right,
so.
Right. That's cool.
Yep.
Well, you guys, this was a really good event. It just felt good, good atmosphere. Everybody had a great attitude. I could tell you guys were working hard.
Yeah.
I know this is a lot of work. People do not know what it takes
oh
to
my
put
God.
An event on. It's so much fucking work. I mean, everything you see around you comes from somewhere. It didn't fall out of the sky. If it's Mm-mm. taped to the floor, someone had to go find the tape. The fans, there's like 20 fans sitting over there. It's everything's it's just a lot of fucking work.
Very much, very much. But it's kind of fun to do it, and we have all year to plan on it. Yeah. And it'll probably about 2 months fantasy that we'll start again with it.
Yeah, we're going to take about 4 to 6 weeks off.
But there's nothing like the work you do that weekend whenever it's all going
on. Yeah, when it comes down to that week or so before, that's when it all starts hitting.
You guys overcame whatever little glitches came up pretty well, you know, that someone's not registered for this, or the air conditioning system going out, or mystery meat that didn't show up till like whenever.
Yes.
What the
hell? Well, our food person was GNS Barbecue here in town, and they did really good.
They did. They did. So I'm just saying.
Great. And we had a snoople in the kitchen, but we had a bunch of folks jump in with us and just helped us
get it
going.
Y'all were like cooking back in the kitchen. I was like eating back there. It was cool.
That brisket was good.
Yes,
I say mystery meat because I'm just mean.
It's only a mystery because we didn't put a label on it. So
it's only a mystery because I ate watermelon.
That was good watermelon. Cold and good.
It was good food, and that was a nice treat, you guys, really. And I think that's great that everyone got in cooked and set it all out.
Well, with our price of our ticket, the food, our Saturday meal is included in that. Mm-hmm. So
very reasonable price. Yes. It was like $40 for
that weekend. Our tickets run $40. It'll probably be the same next year, and your meal, Saturday meal, is included in that. Now, another thing that we do is on Friday, we go across the street to a restaurant, and everybody pays their own at that point. But we go over there, and we love filling that restaurant up. It's just so fun. And we gave them a warning at least this year so that they knew we were coming. And the restaurant was just full all over the folks that were from us here.
I told you that was a breaking of bread. It's not actually... let's eat at Denny's. It's like, let's all get together and eat someplace.
Even people who aren't here yet that may be in town, they'll come out and eat and then go ahead and go home or whatever. So we get quite a few numbers, and that's a lot of fun when you get them in there like that.
Thank you guys for letting us be here. We appreciate that y'all let us come in with that. It does get expensive. I know it does for everybody. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to be able to afford it much longer if we have to pay all of our entrance and everything to be there. And we appreciate you guys comping our letting us in and taking care of us.
We feel that we try to help our people, our friends, our community by keeping our prices low. Yeah. And if we can help somebody get in, that's what we want. You know, we're not about money. We're trying to make things work for everybody. So everybody gets a chance to go to an event. They can't afford to go some of these bigger ones, but we keep our prices low so they can make something like this and test it out, see what it's like, and then go on to someplace else.
And we want to give back with the advertisement and with the getting the word out there for you guys. And Dirk had an interview not too long ago where they interviewed him as Dirk Hooper, and he mentioned you guys in a article. You're going to have to let them know where that's at online.
It's on paperdollpinups.com. Mm-hmm. It was an interview by Mia Moore. It broke on about, I think, Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think
and
we had
I
that
mentioned Kinky Carnival in that because she was asking me, you know, what's next for the fetish show. And I said, well, what's next is we're going to go to Kinky Carnival this weekend. And she put that in the article. I put out information. I have a few Twitter accounts, and I put it on FetLife, and I blasted it out about everywhere I could think of, and not just once, but I mean multiple times over several weeks. And we also talked about it in our intro to the last episode, and even when you first invited us, we mentioned it. So,
and that'll go on. I mean, even for next year, because people will hear this throughout the year or whatever. So,
well, it's funny about the carnival. For that, we started in the back of my yard, and it's going from my yard to where we are now.
I thought we were going to be in the backyard.
That's right. We were just talking about that.
I was like, we're going to make a surprise.
Well, we kept trying to find that naked clown for you, but we did get the cotton candy.
She held to her promise. I said, I want some cotton candy. I got two things of cotton candy. I got blue and pink.
Yes.
I got fetish show blue, and my tongue was blue all day.
Yes,
thank
it was.
You
You're
for
welcome.
My cotton
You're
candy.
Welcome.
But I do want the naked clown next year. I think I do.
That's Tinkerbell you hear in the background there.
Tinkerbell's kind of our little group mascot. She's my puppy, and she runs around, and she's a pretty good dog. She's funny as beans. And
she's a little bitty, teeny-weeny, itty-bitty dog.
She's
we
a
could
chihuahua.
Put her in her hand.
She's a funny dog, and most people like her until she gets tired. When she's tired, she grouches at them.
What are you guys thinking about for next year?
Well, we've got kind of got a presenters we're looking at doing. We've already started talking to them. Sure. So we've got that going. We're looking at some different ways. Now, I think I've told you about our Kinky Cash that we do.
Yeah, yeah.
For everything that you buy here, your ticket in, your motel rooms, we give you Kinky Cash. You pay your $40 on the price of getting in, we give you $40 of Kinky Cash. Your vendors will give you Kinky Cash when you buy stuff. Your motel, we give you Kinky Cash. You go out on Friday night to eat with us, we give you Kinky Cash for that. What you do with this Kinky Cash?
I don't think we got all our cash.
No, we didn't.
You take all this cash, you add it up, and at the end of Saturday before play party, we have some things that people donated, and we auction these things off, and you pay for them with the Kinky Cash.
Well, that's a very good bonus. And yes. Another thing that I really liked that you guys offered was that class on presenting. I thought that was very good. I mean, yes. That's really a good thing to offer, and that the people that are coming presenting is something.
Yes, the new presenters.
Yes.
Yeah, we started that this year, and we have people that would like to go out and do this, mm-hmm. but they try to go into a big event, they don't get the chance to do that. You've never presented, we can't. Right. So this gives them a little leg into it, and these are people that want to do it, want to try, and mm-hmm. it gives them a few people come in, and it gives them that chance to learn. You do things, you learn things from doing.
Sure.
So this is a new program that we started so they can get that chance to grow, to learn, to teach, so that they can go on beyond this.
Sure.
It's their foot in the door and over the stage fright.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, if I would have known about that class, I'd have brought some tomatoes and set in the back of the room. And turn
well, we would like to have a salad. You should have brought that stuff.
No, that is good because yes. people do. You do need some practice.
Yes.
And you do need some training, and you do need to get your program together. And it does. You need an environment to do that.
And to learn it, and that's what Twisted Temptations is about. That's why we started Kinky Carnival. Was a hands-on learning experience for people to come and try things that they have never tried, or watch something they haven't watched in an open, friendly environment without
the
stigmata of it's an event and I have to be perfect and I have to do it all right, or somebody is going to just kick me out of the place. And you don't have that here.
No, everybody was, all the scenes were great. People were close to each other, talking. It wasn't interrupting someone's scene. Everybody was showing each other stuff. And It was a very good environment. And there was some cute guys and some cute chicks here, too. I like to see that.
We had quite a selection of kink this
year. What a variety.
We had the mosh pit, so we had in the human pets, as well as some furries were around.
We had a unicorn, right. And
unicorn,
we had a
little
kitty cat.
Latex, the cute kid with the latex on last night. We forgot his name.
Right, Love and Latex?
Yes. Young guys.
Yeah, we had our latex
some really old
class
dudes
this year, so we saw lots of that running around. And
right.
Law enforcement.
Yes. We had two of our locals here, and they were our runners. They was helping everybody.
Right.
And I don't want to mention names online, but they know who they are, so when they listen to this, and we appreciate them so much. They have worked their little bodies off for us, and
yes.
They're very good kids, very good.
And
not kids, but adults and young.
And I
want to
thank everyone that helped us, too, because when we're sitting here at this table and Dirk's got the equipment going and everything, it's really hard to get out and go and do this and mm-hmm. do that. So it's a lot of little tedious things. Would you go get that? Would you get me a drink? Would you do this? And it's very nice to have somebody help you
yes.
do all that stuff.
They
so
were very
we
good
thank
at
thank all you guys
yes.
for that.
It's never too early to start planning for next year. So what would you say makes Kinky Carnival different from some of the other events that are around here?
Us, Dirk.
Me.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with her. It's
what makes it different is we try to make everybody happy. We make sure mm-hmm. we talk to everybody. With our carnival, and we talked about the Kinky Cash earlier, we give people lots of chances to earn extra Kinky Cash.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we did this year is we had you bring your book to us. Each one of us moderators signed it, and you got $5 extra Kinky Cash, so when everybody got it, so that gave them extra Kinky Cash.
Mm-hmm.
By them bringing their books to us, we make sure we get a chance to talk to everybody.
Yeah. She's all
right,
about
good.
The Kinky
yeah, that's
Cash.
Good.
Yeah, I think the
no,
difference
good.
Between us and a lot of other events is that we include the people in the carnival. It is a carnival atmosphere.
It's
we want you to have
environment.
Fun. It's
it
a
really
family
is.
Environment. We are a community of and we have icebreakers and these little games that you can play, and we give things back to you.
Yes.
Most events you go to, you pay your room, you pay your way in, you pay for everything, and you leave broke. Well, when you go home from Kinky Carnival, you get to take some great stuff with you, even if it's just that I met some of the most fabulous people.
Well, that is a very significant thing. But the biggest thing to me is the atmosphere. It was so relaxed. Everybody was friendly. I mean, anybody that I walked up to and talked to was like, they just talked to me like they know me.
Yes.
I'm like, do you know me? No. Who are you? Everybody was so, so nice and inviting and helpful. And there was no issues with anything. Everybody got along.
Yes.
And everybody had a good, generally had a good time with each other. I like that.
We had a gentleman from Nebraska come down, and he said, well, we decided we were going to go. He said, we wasn't really sure about it. We just decided we was going to go. And he says, I am so glad we did. And we hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We find out, too, a lot of times people, this is their first event of this, that they've ever been to anything like this, and it makes it very easy for them to learn, to talk, and to work with people. With Carnival years ago, you know, a lot of times you go to these munches, and you only see each other once a month for 12 months a year. And as I was talking to Fantasy and stuff, I said, well, they need to talk. They sit there and talk instead of going to our classes. Or they do good. We drag them down there. The whips get them out and smack them down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, we need some time for them to talk to each other. You know, you don't tell your life story, but you talk about this and that. And this gives them a chance to do that. Mm-hmm. They can sit around and talk. And,
well,
and
I've been to different dungeons and different events, and I respect all of them. And it's, you know, everything's great. But one thing I appreciate is that when people are seating, you know, there's protocol, and you want to keep distance and stuff. But however, I do like to get close and to look, and I do like to talk to the person next to me about what's going on. And I really enjoyed being able to get close and talk while everything's going on. And so if you need a lot of space in your scene and you need a high protocol, this is not the event to come to. Go to a different one at a different time. If you like to get together with everybody and learn and touch and feel and talk about what else going on, this is the place to be.
And in there, as you talk about the talking, of course, they keep their talking low, so it's
Oh, no, it's all appropriate.
Yes.
All appropriate. But I really like that because you just learn so much more. And people that are new, they need that.
Yes.
They need that.
Yes. And the room as big as it is, quite big.
It was big.
Yes.
It was really big.
And they can kind of stretch this stuff out where they can get next to those walls, but you're still with the stations with close. You want to go sit by one and talk about what's going on in your low tone. It works.
Oh, everything's appropriate, but it's still a little more permissive that you get more out of it.
Yes.
In my opinion. And I like the social part of
aspect,
it.
Aspect, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
You guys have what I would consider to be a mid-size event. You had a really good turnout.
Very, very good.
But it still feels like kind of a family get-together.
Yes. We have many people that's been here many times. They come back.
They have brownies.
They plan on this. Mm-hmm. We have brownies.
They have brownies.
And they plan on this. They know it's going to happen, and so they leave the time for it.
Yeah.
Well, you guys set the tone and the atmosphere for this.
That's very true.
And that's where it comes from.
Thank
from
you.
Top down. So and
you
that
have,
show,
it,
that shines.
You've mentioned the Kinky Cash.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned some of the things in the book. People were going around and getting people to sign things and do a little contest and stuff to get that Kinky Cash. It's actually
heard
a very
lot about that.
Clever way of getting people to interact, where a lot of people are really not concerned about that. You're right. They take the money, they get them signed in here, and then you may never see them or talk to them again.
Our law officer, he said, he knew someone's last name. I was like, how did you know his last name?
He
goes, well, I had to go find this person.
Exactly.
I'm like, what did you do, a background check?
Yeah, and everyone was doing that. I mean, that's really good,
He's
though.
Like, and I know what room you're in.
Well, we called that the scavenger talk hunt.
Everyone liked that a lot.
And we had little things they had to go look for.
Yeah.
And such. Another thing that we did, they have a number when you come in, and on the back of the book we put another number, so they had to go find that person with that number, sign the book, they come back to one of us mods, and then we gave them $5 Kinky Cash on that.
No way.
Right, and it's not just that, but what it means is that people are always looking at your name, and talking to you and stuff, and it gives you an opportunity to go talk to someone.
Yes.
you know, whether you really have a legitimate excuse or not.
And they're all so dorky they did it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, everyone's in on it, you know. So
that's what the family does.
Right, exactly.
They are, and they liked it, too. I'm like, golly, that's like a bunch of kids.
Officer Thomas, yeah, he was in here. He was one of our presenters, and he did a terrific class on personal safety. He had some fabulous points to make. I wish everybody could go to this class. You need to hear what he has
that's good.
To say
you need to hear, yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
You need to hear what
he has
to say
to him for about 18 hours
about
last night.
Is absolutely awesome how...
And the psychology, the guy that was into the psychology and...
Cross.
Yes. Yeah, Cross. Yes. Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. I really liked Officer Thomas. He was, he's a hoot.
He's funny.
We were cussing up a storm. It was late, too. We were like... delirious at that point.
let's get your contact information out here. Your website for Kinky Carnival is Kinky Carnival KS, that's all with K's, KS.com.
Nope, it's Kinky Carnival.
It's just Kinky Carnival now?
.com.
Well, I was sending people to Kinky Carnival KS.
Is that for last year or something?
No, it's Twisted Temptations KS.com. Kinky Carnival.
What's at Kinky Carnival KS?
Now, the KS comes in on the other one.
On the Twisted Temptations.
No, I'm telling you, I went to kinkycarnivalks.com.
Oh, you know what? We've been up for like 6 hours, 2 days.
No, I think it might have been
3 months,
year's.
So we're not sure. But anyway, we'll put it out there for you guys.
You guys keep talking about your other things, and I'm going to check
right
now.
You do not know your own website. That's all.
I don't think you do.
Well, we had to change it at one point, so.
Well, because somebody said, well, I went to that one, and it was last year's information. I'm like, what?
Here, we have a card.
I wish I could see it.
Now you guys can edit this part, right? Please.
No, we want everyone to know.
Hey it. Now.
Kinky Carnival.
And you're so sweet. You're like, oh, I don't know my own website.
I'm on
you're
it right now. KinkyCarnivalKS.com.
We did put it in there. Oh,
and
my gosh.
It is the 6th annual Kinky Carnival.
Excuse me,
and
ma'am,
the
I think
fetish show
carnival.
Is listed on there, so that is the current site. So we're glad that we can help you out with your website there.
Look at
their
cards. Thank you for clarifying that for us.
Where does this go to? What website does that go to?
Well, it goes to some German scat site or something. I don't know.
This is our group, our actual group site, which is TwistedTemptations.net.
We're not listening to you anymore.
I know. I'm reading, okay?
But we don't know what that is.
So that's our monthly munches that we do for our group, and then we have the Kinky Carnival.
Thank you for putting us on your website.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. You guys did that early,
yes.
Which means that, you know, we know that you guys were committed to having us here and you were serious about
and we
it and stuff.
Get out of it
a lot of times we never know if, like, they even know we're coming, you know. I mean, it's like we show up and, you know, we shouldn't have to explain who we are or what we're doing.
And we've had people contacting us ever since then.
And frankly, we do a lot on our end to get the word out about an event. So we appreciate when that's reciprocated. And you guys did that. You put us on the front page of your site.
Yes.
So we really appreciate that. Do we get all of your stuff out? You also have a FetLife. Groups TTK
correct.
On FetLife, also Twisted Temptations on FetLife, and Kinky Carnival also on FetLife.
Yes, and if you just follow my candy through the different things, you'll see some other groups that we
let's
have.
Let's spell that because that's not C-A-N-D-Y. It's
K-A-N-N-D,
candy. Correct. One more time, what we want to do is thank the two of you in particular for having us out and treating
thank
us
you.
So well. But we also want to thank all the extra people around here who helped us set up and move stuff, who helped us communicate with people, who got us a Coke. Everyone was so nice for this. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you
very
guys.
Much. Kinky Carnival, we had a great time.
You're more than welcome. We look forward to seeing you next year.
Thanks to Candy and Fantasy for that interview.
Thank you, girls.
And thanks for having us out at Kinky Carnival.
Yes, we look forward to next year.
For those of you who are looking forward to next year, please go to Kinky Carnival. That's 2 K's, Kinky and Carnival, KS.com.
And it's not too soon if you want to be a presenter or a vendor at their event to get on their list.
The second that they started breaking down stuff, they were lining up people for next year. So if you are interested, now's the time. And if you're interested in seeing presenters, you have direct access to these guys. There's a lot of these events that you go to and you can't get close to them. There's not really much that you can do. I mean, you can go to their presentations, but I mean, they've got barbecue hangouts and all kinds of opportunities. This is a hands-on event. Actually, it really is.
It's for newcomers. It's for beginners. It's for all different levels. It is for everyone, hands-on, definitely.
They had a lot of stuff to introduce people who might be shy or maybe uneducated, new to the scene. They had a lot of stuff to bring you in there and give you some good information right from the beginning. And they're super nice.
I dig that the most.
They're gonna take a lot of the pressure off of you right away, because it's kind of like a good old Kansas cookout.
Yes. The good old girls.
So anyway, we do really appreciate the way that they treated us at Kinky Carnival, and we want to say thanks one more time.
And thank you for the help. They sent us help. When we arrived, they had two helpers waiting for us.
Yes, they did.
And if I could remember their names, that's so bad of me. I'm sorry, guys. Please forgive me. However, I want to mention you anyway. Thank you for your help. These guys loaded and toted and pushed and pulled for us. We appreciate that. And
it's not just them. I mean, everyone on the staff really pitched in.
Yes, they did.
We appreciate
but
that.
They were
it's
a
awesome.
Dedicated help.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Even though we stayed in the Labyrinth for hotel.
Yes, we did.
I mean, fucking Tom.
Man, that hotel was crazy. It was like, it reminded me of the hotel in The Shining.
It's lost. I mean, fucking time.
Fucking long hallways and stuff. I mean,
it's a giant square. We like went around it like 20 times on each floor.
It was brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Oh, I would like to mention a thank you to Warren, who supports the Fetish Show with a regular monthly contribution. We would like to praise you and thank you and say, oh my God, thank you so fucking much, Warren. We need you. We love you.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
Hey, if you're interested in finding out more about the Fetish Show, where else should you go besides thefetishshow.com? Drop by there. We have all kinds of information. We've got videos. We've got pictures. We've got links. In this particular episode, if you heard something that you're interested in, we'll have all the links set up right there for you.
Probably some boobies. Probably some other stuff there.
Might be some boobies.
Might be some boobies.
If you're into that. Speaking of boobies, if you want to see more of Princess Zoe, then you can always drop by theprincesszoe.com. And even more boobies, you might want to drop by my site where I take fetish photography. That's Dirk Hooper, DirkHooper.com.
Come see me in person.
Wow, yeah. You can see her. You don't have to just listen to her beautiful voice. You can
see my boobies.
You can see her boobies live. And I've been talking a lot about Twitter. I want to get our Twitter addresses out there.
Oh, Lord.
My Twitter address is at Dirk Hooper. See how easy that is?
Yes, I do.
And yours is at The Princess Zoe.
Yes, it is.
Anything else you want to add, Zoe?
I can't think of anything at the moment.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to The Fetish Show. For Love Princess you. Zoe, this is Dirk Hooper saying, dream hard.
Thanks for listening to The Fetish Show. We're always looking for interviews with models, artists, and BDSM lifestyle leaders, as well as information about events and products. For more information, check out thefetishshow.com. Contact Dirk Hooper directly by emailing Dirk@thefetishshow.com.